Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Jim Edwards,
Becca Smith, and we're with Tractor Food and Farm.
How are things going?
Things are going great. We're getting up and running. We're doing a lot of training, a lot of planning to grow a lot of really good, healthy, beautiful produce and sell it through Tractor Food and Farm.
It's going to be another exciting season.
Last year was our first year, and we started a CSA program.
Okay, CSA is?
It stands for Community Supported Agriculture.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it's community members supporting their farmers, and how they do that is they subscribe to a season, and they become a CSA member. Mm-hmm. And with that, you get a bag of fresh, locally grown produce every week. We have different sizes of the bags, and what's in the bag each week just varies as to what's in season.
Is there a charge involved?
We've broke it down into 3 6-week seasons, and we ask that you pay for 6 weeks at a time in advance.
Okay.
So a regular share is, it breaks down to $20 a week. And then you get 6 to 9 seasonal items that are grown right here in Western North Carolina.
This is the second year of that?
Correct.
How did it go last year?
Last year was great. We partnered with Blue Ridge Regional Hospital, and we delivered to the hospital for their employees. And they have come on board and said that they would be willing to be a pickup location for us in Mitchell County. And then the other pickup location we're going to have is at Tractor in Burnsville.
So what will happen is the folks that sign up, and you can sign up if you're from Mitchell County, Yancey County, whatever, get set up into the program. So you have that opportunity. If you live in Spruce Pine, you can pick up over at the hospital or in Burnsville here at Tractor, just to be a little more convenient for everybody.
Correct. It's a really convenient way. You just know that on Thursday afternoons, you're going to get a bag of fresh produce, and most of the time it lasts all week.
Yeah. Do you have a goal? How many folks would you like to sign up?
We want as many people to sign up as they can. We've got farmers. This time, I think the CSA is going to be supporting over 30 to 40 farmers. And so you're going to have a wide variety of produce. And so 30 to 40 farmers need lots of people to sell their stuff to.
Yeah. So now, does the food that goes into that program, is that part of the food that you're wholesaling out and selling to other places? Or is it just something that's a specialty item within itself?
It's kind of both. A lot of it will be your basic potatoes, beans, corn, cabbage, that sort of thing. And a lot of those we are wholesaling. But some of it will be some specialty items, or we call it special, that I'm not used to, like kale and spinach and Brussels sprouts and broccoli, things like that. That sometimes it can be a challenge, but we'll always have a way to fix it, a recipe or something like that. If you're not used to fixing the rainbow chard, we'll have a recipe in there if you want to try it.
So there's more to it than just a bag of produce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get a newsletter email every week along with it, and it tells you about what's going to be in the bag. When we feature a farmer that grew something in the bag each week, so you learn about them, about their farm, and about their family and stuff like that. And then you also get a recipe, like Jim was saying, to help you quick and easy. I don't know what to do with this. Help me cook this sort of thing.
Well, that really is neat. There's a lot of different things being grown enough to share with friends and neighbors, mm-hmm, in Mitchell and Yancey County. It just amazes me the variety. You would think you'd wind up, in my mind, you'd wind up with potatoes, two or three things, and that'd be it. But there's a lot of folks growing stuff now, isn't there?
There are. I think overall, like Becca said, we've got 30, 40 farmers, and I think since Tractor's been in existence, we've had maybe 140 farmers that have, one time or another, has sold through Tractor. Certain things, like I mentioned Brussels sprouts, other things like rainbow chard, shiitake mushrooms, lots of different, what I would consider a specialty item, you know.
It just fascinates me that more and more folks are growing things and taking advantage, mm-hmm, of that opportunity. And, of course, Tractor, but with what you guys offer, is helping keep that going, because before they could grow them, and outside of giving beans to their friends till they were tired of eating beans, that was about all they could do with them.
It's all about the farmer. And we especially want to support the small family farm and keep as much land in production and farmland as we can.
So are you still looking for farmers to bring food in, I take it? And if someone's listening and saying, well, golly, I may have something that I could get into that program, what do they need to do?
Well, they can come by Tractor, or they can call us at 828-536-0126. And we can talk to them and maybe do some production planning.
Yeah.
And we've had folks just come by and say, I'd like to grow beans. So we sit down with them. And the Extension office is really good about education and helping the farmers and learn how to grow whatever it is they want to grow. We encourage people to grow what they want to. Then we try to market it for them.
And to be in on the CSA program, what do they need to do?
Right now we've got a sign-up sheet on our website, which is tractorfoodandfarms.com, and there is a tab in there, and it says Tractor CSA, and just go in there, and there's a sign-up sheet, and it asks you what size share you would like, which seasons you would like to sign up for, since it's broken down into 3 6-week seasons, and they just need to either put that in the mail or drop it by the tractor office. And right now we also have a promotion going on that if you do sign up for all 3 seasons by the end of May, you get 5% off.
Oh, okay. So folks should consider doing that. Take a look at that as well. So now the tractor office, where are you guys located at now?
The old sock factory. It's on Ferguson Hill. Some folks can find it by saying it's across the street from Fast Stop or right behind Advance Auto or before you get to Bobby DeCola's. That's kind of triangulated.
That triangulates there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought I saw a sign or something that that's where you guys were, and I was thinking that that might be the building. I never knew what was in it before, so now I know it's the old sock mill. All right.
Right. It was the old sock factory.
Old sock
factory.
That's
what a lot of people know it by. It's got a big quilt square on it with socks on it. So.
Oh, okay. Do you know right offhand the physical address of it?
54 Ferguson Hill Road.
Just in case if those fancy people have those GPS thingies, they can do that, especially. They need to do that online and then print it and get it to you. So folks in Spruce Pine need to get that to Burnsville as well. You're not set up to do that at the hospital.
Right.
Okay.
All the payments and all the paperwork does need to come through Tractor. So if you print it, you can fax it to us, you can email it to us, or just drop it in the mail.
Whichever works best. Well, cool. Okay. Well, we hope that folks will take advantage of that. It's just another exciting program, and I know you guys got a bunch of more stuff to talk about soon. Mm-hmm. So come back and see us soon and keep us up to date with what's happening, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you again to our guests today, Jim Edwards and Becca Smith from Tractor Food and Farms. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.